The following recording, which I entitle And Man Had a Voice, must have been made by Roy Hart around 1964. This recording only came to light a matter of a few months ago while I was rearranging the archives. Not even Roy Hart's students of the time seemed to have any clear recall of it. Now, nearly 40 years later, I find this recording provides valuable insight into the early research work of Roy Hart's teacher, Alfred Wolfson. Roy was one of his pupils for 12 years. Following Wolfson's death in 1962, Roy took on the work with a small group of pupils, continuing the fundamental research on the voice and its role in the human psyche. Roy had studied theatre at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art in London. He therefore worked with the raw potential of the human voice in a theatrical context. I was part of a small group of his early students and was able to witness the development of his own phenomenal voice. Today, in 2001, we take many of these discoveries and associations for granted, and our ears have become accustomed to a great range of sound, some human, some synthesized, nearly all amplified. This was not the case in 1964 when this recording was made. And Man Had a Voice could therefore be said to represent the first conscious public demonstration of the unchained voice. So, whether you are already a singer or a voice teacher, well versed in Roy Hart's work, or whether you are a new student who has just finished a first workshop, you will certainly find the recording you are about to hear highly informative. It will give you some understanding of the fundamentals of Roy Hart's approach to the voice. It will also introduce you to the talents of this extraordinary man, Roy Hart. Here then is And Man Had a Voice.